Hello and welcome to the Sales Technology Training Call. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining me today. Got a great call planned for you. Today's call will include 30 minutes of content and up to 30 minutes of Q&A. You can check your email for a copy of the notes from today's call. To ask a question or to share a win, you can email me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. And a great place to be on the internet during the call today is out in our Facebook group, and you can join us out in the Sales Technology Training Program group. Go there now and look for the pinned post at the top of the page. You'll see a gray image there with white text. And just scroll down under it and post a quick message there to say hello. And let's set a comment goal on today's call of 20 comments. So I'm going to post a quick message out there. So comment goal today is 20 comments. All right. Now, you can also access the audio recordings from the Sales Technology Training Program calls by going out to our membership page. You'll find the link in the email message that I send out every week. And I also wanted to remind you that we only have a couple weeks left in the program. Today, we are covering Module 9, which is on e-commerce and sales pages. And then we have three more modules to go, and then we'll be wrapping up the program at that point. So take advantage of this opportunity now to access the live call and to participate, and then I look forward to connecting with you in the future. Now, let me just do a quick check-in. If you just joined the call, if you want to say hello real quick, I want to test to make sure that the line is muted out, so feel free to say something. Yeah, I can hear some noise in the background, so let me check here one moment.
Conference muted.
Okay, good. Now we're muted. Perfect. Okay, sorry about that. All right. Now, the Sales Technology Training Program is a 12-week program that's designed to help you implement systems online to generate leads and earn sales. And we specifically focus on sales tools. And there are 12 modules of content that we cover. Today, we're talking about e-commerce and sales pages. And I can tell you from my own standpoint, when it comes to sales technology, I am constantly implementing, and especially this month, I'm in the midst of some big changes and new technologies that I'm working with. In fact, I just had a package arrive today from Amazon that carries with it some new technology tools for me to play with, one of which is a webcam. And I have a webcam on my laptop, but I haven't had a webcam on my desktop computer. And so I'm wanting to do some more online videos, and so I needed to step up my game. So I purchased a webcam that can film in 1080p, which is HD, which is the kind of top of the line type of film quality for webcams. So I'm excited about that. I've got to get everything with that set up, and any kind of technology, there's a little bit of a learning curve. You know, some things like an electronic device like that, there might be some minimal learning that's required. But really, it kind of opens the door to a whole level of additional technology. In fact, one of the things that I've realized in my videos, it's been an issue for a while, and our topic, by the way, is not on videos, but I'm just sharing this because I always like to share insights into things that I'm doing related to technology tools. Is lighting. When it comes to creating video, one of the most important factors in making sure that you create a good quality video is to make sure that you have light on your face. Now, obviously, you can do videos where you're just doing screen captures, you know, taking pictures of what's on your screen, or do PowerPoint slides, but I'm talking about video where it has you on camera. So I have purchased a light that is designed to be used like for film studios. And so that will be arriving, and I'll set that up. And so I'll actually have some bright light appearing on my face. So expect to see some brighter videos in the future as I'm recording videos. So stepping up my game in many ways. And that's the thing when it comes to business. You've got to upgrade your technology periodically. And what's interesting is technology is so cheap these days. I mean, you can get things for relatively inexpensive. For the webcam, the version down from what I got was a what's called 720p, which is perfect for doing like Google Hangouts and stuff like that. That one was only $24. $24 for a webcam like that. It's pretty crazy. So, I mean, you know, there's no excuse not to be investing in some technology for your business depending on what it is that you're trying to do. And I think that provides a nice segue for our topic today, since we're talking about e-commerce and sales pages, because, of course, you can use video on a sales page. In fact, I've been doing some research lately into some of the most advanced technologies that are out there, and many people are now using videos on their sales pages. And that can be a very effective technique in your marketing, is to send people to a sales page where you have a video. So they can watch the video, they can learn about what you have to offer, and then you've got all the details where they can click and purchase. So I think video definitely integrates into our topic today from that standpoint. Now, e-commerce, what is e-commerce? E-commerce is simply using the internet to make money. So what can you do to leverage the internet to make money? One of the strategies that I implement on a regular basis is to host live trainings. And at the end of my trainings, I share content and add value for, say, 45 minutes. And at the end, I take a few minutes and I share details about a program. And I'll often have people take advantage of that opportunity and sign up. And a core strategy in that e-commerce strategy is to send people out to a sales page, a web page where they can purchase, a web page which is optimized to provide all the details and the benefits about that product. So this is a best practice. If you're not currently using sales pages in your business, then I definitely encourage you to do it. And I think it's applicable for most businesses. Aside from, say, someone who's in network marketing that is simply selling like a network marketing opportunity or something like that. Most of the products or services or programs that you can sell online will definitely benefit from having a sales page. Now, let me do a quick check out in the Facebook group. If you have not had an opportunity to join us yet in the Facebook group, I would encourage you to do that now. And I set a comment goal earlier of 20 comments. It looks like we're already up to about 9. So keep going. It looks like Alan is posting there. Roy is here. Susan's here. So feel free to share there as well. And I'll read some of those comments a little bit later. Now, you can include links on your website for people to click and buy. So you could have a place on your website where you talk about a specific product and they can click and then go to a sales page where they can purchase. Now, by the way, the difference between a sales page and something like an online store is the fact that in an online store, typically you would have multiple products presented, oftentimes on the same page. Usually there's relatively little copy, like maybe a paragraph or two. When I first went to work with Laura Langmeyer, I noticed that her website presence featured mostly an online store. I mean, she had a lot of other, you know, products and programs and things like that, but she wasn't really doing much to take her products that were in her online store and really sell them through some type of an online marketing strategy. So I recommended that we implement some strategies like that so we could increase sales of her products. Laurel does a lot of public speaking, so she generates some sales at her events, but her real focus is selling more of her high-end programs at events. So I think there's a much better opportunity for her, for instance, to be able to sell her products online, to attract new customers in, to deliver value, and then over time have them come to the live event. So I see the information products like books and audio programs and videos and games, in her case. Those are all tools that can be used to create value for people up front and then ultimately funnel them toward a live event. So part of what you have to understand, by the way, in e-commerce is to understand what your sales process is. What is your marketing funnel? Where are people coming from? What are you doing to add value? What are you doing to build trust and rapport? What are you doing to generate a sale? And, you know, what's great about, many of my clients are coaches, speakers, trainers, and consultants. And what's nice about that is that you can literally create any type of product, program, or service that you want to. The sky is the limit. So one of the reasons that I love this industry is that, you know, you could just have an idea one morning and you want to launch a new program. You could, if you wanted to just block out a day, you could literally, you know, create the basic content of what you want to include. You could create a sales page. You could write an email. You could send it out. And by the end of the day, you could generate sales. And I've literally done that before. I've literally had an idea in the morning, and by the end of the day, I had generated sales just out of thin air. Now, obviously, I had to follow through. I had to deliver on what I promised. But the nice thing about it is you have the technology, you have the skills, you have the know-how, you have the resources, you have the technology tools. You can do it all. You just have to learn how to, you know, you just have to get the right tools and then learn how to use them. So think about what you can do to be able to generate sales online. And if you don't have anything to sell online right now, then that's a gap. And I think one of my favorite options for people who don't have anything to sell online is simply to create an information product. Create something that has content that people can buy online. What's nice about that is it gives you 100% profit. You know, aside from your time invested in creating that information product and possibly some cost if you create physical, tangible products, like if you write a book and then you have the book printed, there's a cost there. But if you create an ebook and you sell it online, there's really zero cost, right? Except if you are selling through something like Amazon.com where they're going to take a percentage of that. Now, copywriting is the skill of writing persuasive text, also known as copy, to convince prospects to buy. So on a sales page, you would have mostly copy. The purpose of the sales page is to encourage someone to buy. So, but it also needs to be explanatory copy. So you need to explain the benefits. You need to explain what people are going to get. I think this is one of the big differences between something like an online store and a sales page. Like, you know, going back to the example with Laurel, part of what we had to do in creating the sales pages was to really figure out what are the benefits of you know, what that specific product offered, you know, which means having to go through and listen to it to pull out the benefits and ideas. What are the things you're going to learn? And, you know, like a lot of times for like physical, tangible products, a lot of the benefits are already listed like on the product cover. So if Laurel has, for instance, an audio program, you know, you can flip it over on the back and there are a lot of benefits that are mentioned right there. So, you know, when you're creating copy for something, always take a look at what you have to start with, whether it's the actual content itself, if it's an information product, or, you know, whatever copy is available, have any email messages been written to promote that product. Pull together all the resources of what you have, and you might actually be pretty far along in creating a sales page. And we'll go through and talk about the components here of a sales page in just a moment. But one of the things that I like about sales pages is it gets you close to that that mindset, that opportunity of making money while you sleep. Because here's the thing. In business, for the most part, when it comes to generating sales, unless you do something, then you don't get a result. So for most business owners, it is a matter of picking up the phone and making calls or going out to networking events and meeting people and then doing follow-up or you know, buying a list and then creating a direct mail sales letter and mailing out to them. There has to be some activity that's generating the result or delivering presentations, whether it be going out and speaking to groups, doing teleseminars, doing webinars, something like that. But here's the thing. When it comes to creating a sales page, you have an opportunity over time to actually literally make money while you sleep. And it's not to say that, you know, people are just going to magically go out to your webpage and sign up. No. It just means that you have to implement systems. So a system, for instance, might be to create something like a Google AdWords campaign. So you have Google ads that are running. And so as people are searching online, they're clicking, and that's taking them out to a web page. Now, again, that could be driving directly out to a sales page, or it could be driving to something like an opt-in page where they can get access to a video where they learn more, and then they receive a series of email messages which send them out to the sales page. Or it could be also an automated online sales funnel. These are all different tools that you can implement online. So, but the nice thing is, once you implement that, then that's just going to continue to run over time. Now, I don't necessarily recommend just turning on ads and letting them run without watching what they're doing, because you can pour money down a hole very fast by using that approach. A better way is to make sure that you're monitoring any ad campaigns that are running and making sure that you're getting a result. And if you're not, then it may be time to turn it off and then retool it and then relaunch it or cycle to something else. All right, let me pop out into the Facebook group and just check in to see how we're doing on our goal. And in a couple of minutes, I'll go out in there and read some of the comments. Looks like we're up to about 18, so great job. Keep going. In fact, let me boost our comment goal. Let's bump it up to 35 comments. Okay, so let's walk through the components of a needed to generate sales online. So these are kind of the different elements in order to be able to generate a sale. Well, first of all, you need a website and or a blog. It might be the same site. You might have a WordPress site that has a website and a blog on it. But ultimately, typically to have a sales page, you're going to need a website. Now, there are exceptions to that. There are tools that you can use online that will create hosted sales pages. So you could literally generate sales online without even having a website. But in general, I would say you're going to need a website. Now, you would need to create your sales page, which you could just create a web page on your website if you want to, or there are specific tools that you can purchase, such as Optimized Press, Kajabi, Lead Pages, ClickFunnels, that can create web pages for you. You will also need to write copy. A lot of what will appear on a sales page will be copy. Now, if you create a video, it's possible that you can get by with less copy. Now, really what's happening is instead of the copy being on the page, the copy is in the form of a script that is being used in the video. So you're still going to have to write the copy. It's just whether you're writing the copy for a video script or you're just writing the words that will appear on the sales page. You'll also need a purchase link. Yes, surprise, surprise. In order for people to purchase from you, you need a way for people to buy. That could involve using a shopping cart. In fact, one of the tools that I use is called One Shopping Cart, which is a shopping cart or e-commerce system that allows me to create order forms, and then I can put links onto my sales page that will go into the shopping cart. You could also simply use something like a merchant account or a PayPal account to be able to add the links as well. In most cases, a merchant account needs to be integrated into a shopping cart, but there might be some other options that are available for that. In the case of PayPal, you can actually create a button, and then you could copy that code onto your website, and so people could just click the button, and it takes them directly to PayPal to purchase. That's a pretty simple solution to implement. So with nothing more than a PayPal account, you could literally start generating money that starts rolling into you. And again, you know, what I like is, you know, I provide a lot of services. So many of the things that I sell actually take longer to deliver than they do to sell. It might take me an hour's worth of work to generate 5 or 6 sales, but then I have, you know, 6 to 8 hours of work to actually deliver that. So a lot of things that I'm doing are very time intensive. Same thing for coaching. If I'm coaching a client, I'm doing a lot of work with them directly. Now, but if you're creating something like an information product, you have a little bit of effort up front. And when I say a little bit, it's not a little bit. I mean, there is quite a bit of work that's involved in doing it. But what's nice is once that work is done, I mean, you could create a product and you could sell it for a couple of years. You could sell it for 5 years. You could sell it for 10 years. You could sell it for 20 years. I mean, think about it. If you think about the books that Zig Ziglar has written over the years, some of his books he probably wrote back in the 1950s or 60s, and those books are still available. Zig Ziglar has passed away, but his legacy still stands, and his books are still available for purchase. So what's nice about an information product is you do the work once, and then you just sell it over and over and over at 100% profit, except for maybe a few little costs here and there. You might have like a merchant account fee or something like that. Amex might take 3% off the top or something like that. But you know, you get the money coming in, and not only that, but you also generate a new buyer. Eric Lofholm says a buyer is a buyer is a buyer. Once somebody purchases something, it's far more likely that they're going to purchase something in the future. And so if you have things that people can purchase up front, it makes it a lot easier than to lead people to a next step in working with you. Another component that you're going to need in this process to generate sales online is a thank you page. So after people actually purchase, then you want to take them to a web page where, you know, which thanks them, acknowledges them, provides whatever resource, you know, that they purchased. And there's a lot of ways to do this, by the way. And by the way, this also might be an appropriate time where you can also make an upsell offer, where you offer to sell them something else. I was going through a process over the weekend, and I landed on I clicked on an ad. I went to a web page. On the web page was a video. I watched a little bit of the video, and then I noticed an option to order a book for free, free plus cost of shipping. And so I purchased that, and then I went to another page, and then there was an upsell offer. And then I skipped past that, and I went to a second page that had an upsell offer. And this is the kind of marketing that people are doing these days that's generating a ton of results. What's nice about this is it makes it really effective to get results from advertising, because normally you might drive from, let's say, a Facebook ad to something like an opt-in page. So that's great. You get an opt-in, but it may take, you know, a couple weeks before somebody actually purchases. But if you could send somebody directly into your funnel, generate an immediate purchase, and then one to two upsells, suddenly you've got a lot more money coming in that you can drive back into ads. And so whenever you're doing online advertising, by the way, you want to look at how to monetize those ads as quickly as possible, because then you could just drive that revenue right back into ads, so you have ongoing ad revenue that's generated. Or not ongoing ad revenue. You have ongoing sales that are generated, and it just kind of feeds itself, because you'll also receive additional purchases down the line. But if you can just have a front-end strategy that consistently generates results from you, this process becomes a lot easier. It does take some time and effort to learn how to do advertising. But if you're in a business where you don't have enough prospects, you're not reaching enough people, then you may be getting to that point where it's time to start thinking about doing some advertising to get results. But again, you need to work on your systems to be able to make sure that works. Everything comes down, I don't say everything, but a lot of this comes down to having the right technology systems in place, having the right tools, and then implementing the systems. Any kind of technology tool that you get, it's kind of like a Lego set. You know, like when you buy that box of Legos for your child, and it's supposed to create the Star Wars X-Wing fighter, and then you open up the box, and there's all these little pieces, and you look at it and go, what are we supposed to do with this? Well, the kids may or may not actually complete it. As the adult, you may be the one that's actually putting it together. Well, in your business, you know, it's when you implement a technology system, all you're really doing is you're purchasing it, and now you have the Lego set, and now you have to put all the different pieces together to make it work. So start thinking about what is the end result that you want. You know, are you trying to create the X-Wing fighter? Are you trying to create the, a fire truck? You know, what is it that you're trying to build? And then once you have a clear idea of what that is, it makes it a lot easier to get into the system and make use of it. And that could be whether you're talking about email marketing systems, whether you're talking about automated webinars, whether you're talking about online surveys or a CRM, customer relationship management system, whatever it is, e-commerce system, all these different tools, you have to implement it. And you need to set goals, you need to learn how to use it, and you need to implement. All right, a couple more minutes before we check in on comments in the Facebook group. A couple other things that I want to talk about related to generating sales. If you are in a network marketing business, one of the things to think about is one of your best opportunities to generate ongoing sales is to have people sign up for an auto ship. Most network marketing companies have some kind of option where people can sign up for a recurring shipment if it's a physical product, for instance, where they're getting something shipped out to them every single month or even every single week for that matter. What's nice about that is it's recurring billing. You're generating an ongoing sale, and so you don't have to keep reselling the same customer over and over. And so if you can just automatically generate sales every month, that's awesome. And by the way, if you're not in a network marketing business, you might want to think about what kind of model you can put into place that would create a recurring sale. For instance, for coaches, speakers, trainers, and consultants, one of the models is to have a membership site. You can have a membership site that people sign up for that charges a certain amount to their credit card every month, month in and month out. And what's nice about that is that generates ongoing recurring revenue as long as people are signed up for that particular membership site. So think about how you can create some recurring income in your business. You don't want to have to start every single month and have zero revenue coming in. That's a really tough way to run your business. And I ran away for a lot of years. And over the years, I've worked on strategies to generate recurring revenue in my business. And I'm still continuing to tweak and fine-tune my approach, but it's a very worthwhile strategy to implement. So if you don't have any kind of recurring income in your business, then I would sit down and think strategically about your business and see if you can come up with a way to implement something like that. And that can create some huge results for you. Now, there's a debate when it comes to sales pages, and that is with regards to long copy versus short copy. Long copy means you go out to the web page and you can scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll, and the web page just keeps on going on and on and on and on. And a couple general rules in general, the more expensive the product is, typically the longer the copy, and that's because it's a greater investment. So people really want to make sure that this is going to be the right fit for them before they hit that button versus on a, say, a low-cost product. They may not have those kind of reservations. You know, if they like what they see, they may just go ahead and purchase. And obviously, if you put a video on the page, then you could go with short copy on a sales page. But even if you don't use a video, some people prefer that short copy format. So what is a sales page? It's simply a standalone web page that could be part of your existing site, but typically there's no navigation links on that website. When somebody goes to the web page, you don't see, you know, here's the home page and here's the contact page and here's the blog. You don't see any of those links. All you see are details about that specific product, program, service, package, or bundle that you're selling on that page. Okay, let me pop out into the Facebook group. I want to read some of the comments out there. And it looks like we're up over 30 comments, so great job. All right, let's see. Alan says, Rick is trying new technology, just got a new webcam. Yes, I did. I got a new webcam. It arrived in the mail today, and so now I have to install it and configure it. So it's going to be on my list of things to do this week. Alan says, you can use video on a sales page. Absolutely. Susan says, video is used in just about every aspect of business and marketing, but is really, really good at traffic and conversion, so perfect for a sales page or opt-in page. Good insight. Thanks for sharing, Susan. Alan says, e-commerce strategy is to send people to a sales page. Right. And it has to be at an appropriate point in the process. And it really kind of depends on what the strategy is that you're implementing. So, again, for a lot of the strategies that I use, usually I provide training first, and then I extend an invitation, and then provide a link out to a web page where people can go sign up. So that's part of my process. But there are also other strategies. You could send people to a sales page directly through an email. You could use advertising, as I mentioned, Facebook ads, Google ads, other types of ads. There are really more and more options for advertising online. So this is an area that I'm starting to explore as well. There's only so many things that I can do at once, but I am starting to get more or raise my antenna and look more about paid traffic solutions. But that could include everything from advertising on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and a lot of the social media sites and other sites as well. So I don't think it's so much a matter of if you're going to do paid traffic at some point, you're probably going to have to. So one of the things that I would encourage you to do is set a goal, maybe in the next 90 days, to do some type of advertising. Maybe it's Facebook advertising, maybe it's Google AdWords. I wouldn't try to spread yourself too thin. Kind of pick one format, whichever is, you know, you think is going to be the best, and then experiment with that and try to move along that learning curve. It's going to be a lot easier to master one advertising technology first and then to be able to kind of spin out from there into other technologies. You don't want to just try to suddenly start doing ads on three different sites at once. You're not really going to be able to learn each one of those effectively. And the principles are really the same for each one, although in some cases you have, say, just text-based advertising, like if you do Google AdWords. When people search Google and an ad pops up, there's no picture. All it is text. Whereas, for instance, a big feature on Facebook advertising is that you get a nice big image that will show up in the news feed. So visuals are very important. So that's one of the reasons why Facebook ads are crushing it right now in terms of people wanting to run ads, because it has both the text component and also the visual component as well. Plus, it ties also in with your Facebook page. So just by running ads alone, you could get more likes on your Facebook page, and that gives more people more of an opportunity to see your information over time. Plus, there are also some other slick features you can do. You can actually import your permission-based email list into Facebook and then actually target ads to your list. So that means the people that are already on your email list, you can start targeting through Facebook ad campaigns. So that's pretty cool. Susan says, I always think of e-commerce as a whole site that is involved with selling, like a store site or catalog rather than just a sales page for a single product. Maybe that isn't really the definition, but that's how I think of it. Yeah, I think people define e-commerce a little bit differently. I just look at it as e-commerce is anything that helps to generate money online. What you're describing, I call more of an online store. An online store is like Amazon.com, where you just go out and you shop, you go from page to page, you add stuff to a cart, and then purchase. But I think it's one of those definitions, kind of like branding, where people have different definitions of it. So I wouldn't really get hung up in the terminology around it. I would just look at a sales page is different than an online store. A sales page has usually a very specific focus of driving traffic to the page to purchase and tends to be a lot more effective than just an online store, unless you're like an Amazon.com or some other store that sells products online. And by the way, any of those sites typically, one of the ways that they get people out to the site is by email marketing. They're constantly doing email marketing. Like if you bought anything from Amazon, you probably get email messages from Amazon at least once a day from them with different offers. They're constantly bringing you back to the site. And they also work effectively because typically they have a wide selection. See, as a small business, you don't really have a wide selection. Maybe you've got three or four products. Maybe you might have 10 or 12 products. But it's not like people are just going to go there as an end destination to be able to buy whatever they want. Alan says, include links on your website to take people to where they can buy. Yeah, and a good example of that would be to use what are called banner ads. A banner ad will typically appear in the top portion of a website under the header or in the sidebar, or you can even insert banner ads on individual web pages or blog posts, either at the top or bottom. And a banner ad is simply a graphic image that would have a combination of obviously graphics and copy that would be able to provide enough details that would cause someone to want to click on the banner ad. And the banner ad itself is hyperlinked to go out to a web page where people can go purchase. So banner ads can be a very effective method on websites. Alan says, with technology, you can knock out a product or marketing platform in one day. Yeah. If you have the skill set around that, if you've done it before, it's literally possible to do it. Obviously, you're probably not going to create a huge, product or something like that or program, but you could probably create a simple one all in a day and get done. And you may not necessarily, again, get all the content piece of it generated, but part of it is having a clear understanding of what the offer is. What is it that you're offering? What are you going to deliver on? And so as you're working to create sales pages, you want to get laser focused on how people are going to benefit from this. How do you describe it? What's offered? What's included? And by the way, one of the best practices of a sales page is that it includes multiple components and even bonuses. So if you're going to go to the trouble of creating a sales page, don't put just one product on there. Like, don't just create a sales page to sell a book, for instance. Bundle the book with a few other things. Call it a program or a package or something that has more value, and include all these different elements together. It's part of the process of making an irresistible offer. If you're just offering one thing, then it has limited value for people. But if there are multiple components in multiple formats, written information, audio information, video information, maybe even a physical shipped product, then suddenly that becomes more of an irresistible offer, especially if it's at a reasonable price. Alan says, zero cost to creating an ebook and selling it online. Right. Yeah. And, as opposed to something where you're representing another company, you sell a product and they pay you, say, a 20 or 30% commission. In that case, you're getting a fraction of it. But if you create your own information product, for instance, then each time you sell that, you get 100% of that. Now, there may be some commissions if you're selling that through elsewhere. If you're selling it through your own site, the only, fee that might come off is for your merchant account or PayPal. If people sign up through PayPal, they take a percentage off the top. But that's a small fraction. If you pay 2 to 3%, let's just call it 2% for simplicity, that means you're getting 98%. That's pretty close to 100% profit. Roy says, sales copy should be both persuasive and explanatory. Yeah, absolutely. It's not just about having a pitch where you're convincing somebody to buy. It's really providing all the information that they need, explaining what they're going to get. And so, it's taking the time to really, pull out all the details about what it is that they're going to get and break it down. Alan says, mostly copy on a sales page, explain the benefits of what people will get. Yes. Susan says, yes, that is the tricky part, figuring out how people could benefit from your product and which benefits they're actually searching for. Yeah, and also not everybody is looking for the same benefits. So it's drawing it out so that each person going to that page is going to kind of be drawn to that specific benefit. Susan says, that's why they say nothing happens until somebody sells something. Yeah, you don't want to be in a business where you're not selling anything. That means you're not really generating any work. So you want to think about what you're doing. And by the way, speaking of work, when you are selling a product online, especially if it's a digital product, for instance, then you can help to automate that process. You can take work off your plate. Obviously, if you sell a physical product, then you have to ship it. So you have to maintain physical product. You have to have packaging materials. You have to have postage, all that kind of stuff. And then ultimately, you have to get it in the hands of the Postal Service to be able to ship that out. So that's a whole rigmarole and process to that. Whereas if you're selling something online and it can be delivered digitally, then literally you could automate the full process so that somebody purchases, instant delivery, you're done. That's kind of nice because there's nothing that has to be done after that. Unless there's, of course, some kind of a customer service issue, you might have to address a question or something like that down the line. But as far as the actual getting the product into the customer's hand, you can do that all in an automated fashion. Alan says, make money while you sleep with website, sales page, and email marketing. Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to go to sleep at night and then wake up in the morning and check your system and see that you had a couple orders come in, that somebody purchased something online. That's when you know you're moving in the right direction, when you have sales coming in while you're sleeping. Because for everybody else, they're having to actually do some work to pick up the phone and make calls and spend time talking to people. And I certainly do a lot of that myself. I have lots of conversations with people. I had four conversations with people earlier today, and most of them existing clients, but one with a prospective client. And, you know, it takes work. It takes time and effort. So even if you could automate a portion of your sales, generate a portion of your sales online, you'd be saving a lot of time, energy, and effort. And I think that's what we're trying to accomplish here. And by the way, to be able to scale your business up, there's only a limited number of people that you can talk to every day. There's only so much of that you can do. And so really, for you to grow your revenue past a certain point, because literally, you know, there's only so many hours in the day that you can work. You have to implement tools and technologies which help you to produce more of an effort than you can accomplish just based on your own physical effort. And so, you know, leveraging tools like paid advertising, pay-per-click advertising, leveraging tools like a sales page, leveraging tools like an autoresponder series that would send messages out over time, leveraging tools like video, incorporating all these components together to implement a system to generate sales online. Then your business becomes a lot more scalable. And then as you're generating sales, you drive profit revenue back into the business and be able to reinvest to generate more sales. And just keep that going. Alan says, how to sell online. Get a website first and create a sales page. Yes. Roy said, e-commerce requires payment processing support to integrate with your sales page. Yes. You need a way for people to click and buy. And so it's a matter of implementing the right tools for it. By the way, one of the tools that I'm using now in my business is a tool called Stripe. Stripe is a merchant account that you can sign up for. It's not the least expensive when it comes to fees, but it can integrate to a shopping cart system and allow you to give people an option to purchase with a credit card online. For a long time, I was just using PayPal, but now I'm starting to implement this going forward. So you'll probably see some changes. You won't see a change on the sales page itself. You'll see a change when you actually click to purchase something. So that gives an additional option because some people don't want to use PayPal. And so if you only have PayPal and they don't want to use it, then you lose the sale. And I've had situations where I've had to follow up with people and offer them an option like mail me a check or something like that, which is kind of a pain to deal with. But, you know, you want to take a look at what tools are out there, what's available, and make use of them. So you kind of have to be at a certain point in your business to implement some of these strategies. You can't implement everything at once. I think you can quickly get into overwhelm if you try to do too many things at a time. One of the things I would encourage you to do is to set some goals each month in terms of what you want to accomplish with technology. Look for new systems and tools that you can implement. And you might set a goal for something like maybe implementing a new technology tool maybe once a quarter. Like for me, purchasing a webcam, that's probably something that I might only do once per quarter, is purchase a physical piece of equipment to utilize. Whereas something like an online service, I might add more often. I might look at a new tool to implement each month. But at least finding one new tool each quarter to implement can be helpful as well. And it might also just be kind of recommitting to an existing tool. Maybe there's something that you're paying for that you're not really utilizing. Maybe you have an email marketing system and you're not really sending out email messages that often. Maybe it's time to step up your game and learn how to use that more effectively. So it doesn't necessarily just have to be implementing a new system. It could be tapping into existing systems that are out there that you're paying for. And even free tools, too. Alan says, purchase link so people can buy. Rick uses one shopping cart, or you can use a merchant account or a PayPal account. And again, the merchant account or the PayPal account usually integrates into one shopping cart or into, you know, your e-commerce system. But PayPal also, you can incorporate a button just directly on the page as well. Where I said, once your setup is done, you can resell products for years. Yeah, absolutely. Depending on what it is that you're offering, there might come a point where you want to update your content. You know, like for me, my content is technology. So I can't really get by with just, you know, keeping the same content. I constantly have to work on updating my content and information for the future so that the information is, you know, more relevant because things do change over time. Now, Alan says, it takes time, it takes work to create a product, but once it's done, you can sell it for a long time over and over. Yeah, and a good point there, too, is that, you know, a lot of products have been created initially with like a version one or a first edition of it, and then improved over time. So you can go back and update that content on an ongoing basis, and each time you do it, it becomes better and better. For instance, you could start off initially just offering an ebook. Later on, you could add more content and then turn it into a book, and you can actually have a printed, physical printed version of your book created, which is kind of cool. Alan says, start thinking about what process and structure you want to build for sales. Yes. You know, I think there's a value at some point just to sit down and write out a goal and just say, I want to generate this much in sales per month, and then start tracking that. And I should say this much in sales online. So, you know, maybe you're generating sales in other way by talking to people and then collecting a credit card to process or something like that. But I'm talking like online, like people going out to a web page, clicking on a button and purchasing online. So think about what your goal is and then think about how you're going to get there. And it's not going to get there on its own. It's going to get there by you deciding on a strategy, you deciding on something to sell, creating the sales page, integrating it with a shopping cart or PayPal, and then working to get people out to that web page. Susan says, doesn't advertising work better for people who sell simple, straightforward products that people know what they are and know that they want them? Coaching our 6-week online program don't seem the kind of quick buying decisions that people would make on the basis of an ad. I think there are a lot of internet marketers who are generating a ton of sales by people clicking on ads and then going through an online funnel and purchasing. I was even tempted as they went through the offer to sign up and pay for it. I decided just to stick with the initial offer, but I did go through the process and I watched the videos and evaluated the copy and looked at what was available, and it was pretty compelling. And some of the stuff are things that I teach. So, you know, so for somebody who doesn't have access to that information at all, I could see that would be valuable. Simple, straightforward products, I'm not sure what you would mean in that regard. Like, you know, food, electronic products, I don't know. Most of the advertising that I see, and when you see advertising on social media or out on Google, you're seeing the things that would appeal to you. You're not seeing what, you know, would be appealing to somebody else, because advertisers target their criteria based on certain demographic information or interest. So obviously I'm not going to see an ad like for diapers or something like that because I don't have a child. And so, you know, advertisers know how to target their criteria to find, you know, the right people, the right audience. So from that standpoint, I'm only seeing the things that appeal to me. And so I see a lot of those types of offers. So I'm sure there's a wide spectrum of things out there. I'm sure people probably try to sell a lot of things online through ads. And so some may fall into that category. But I wouldn't discount that in terms of an opportunity. And it's probably something that I will be experimenting with going forward as well. I have other things on my plate to work on first, but you know, maybe in the next year I might be moving toward that direction to try out as well. Roy says, decide whether you're trying to build an X-Wing or a fire truck. Exactly, going back to my Legos analogy. Alan says, auto ship option for network marketing equals ongoing sales with recurring billing. Yes, simplify that effort. Alan says, think about how to have recurring income in your business. Definitely. Alan says, long copy versus short copy on a sales page. Some people prefer short but expensive product. May need more explanation. Yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing, too. In any kind of marketing, one of the things you want to think about is you want to test and measure. In fact, there's a term called split testing. So a simple technique to implement would be to split test a long copy sales page versus a short copy sales page. You drive equal traffic to each page and see which page performs best. Susan says, some of my video marketing coaches actually use just a video on the sales page and almost no copy at all. Very good. All right. So it looks like I'm caught up on the comments for a moment. I'll pop out there in a few minutes and check to see if there are any others. But let me take a few minutes and share a few more ideas here. Let's talk a little bit about developing an online marketing strategy. So before you jump straight into creating a sales page, what I would think about is, you know, what is your strategy online? What are you trying to accomplish? Do you have a marketing funnel? Do you have a series of products at different price points that you can drive to? If you created a sales page, what product would you create a sales page first for? Is that an existing product, or do you need to create a new product that you would create the sales page for? You may have a problem with your marketing funnel that might require you to invest some time and energy in solving before you go create a sales page. Maybe you have the wrong product. Susan was talking earlier about making sure that you have benefits that target your market, making sure that you're providing the right product or service to your market. So it could be that you might need to go back to the table and rework your product, service, or program, or even the pricing. Maybe you need to make some changes to what you're offering. And that's something that you need to do on an ongoing basis if you're an entrepreneur, if you have your own business, if you've created your own products, services, or programs. You should come back periodically and look at what you've created and see if it's working the way it should and see what you made in order to make your business more successful. Another technique is the slice and dice approach, which is to kind of just break things down and work on them individually. So in order to create a sales page, as I mentioned, there are multiple components. You need to have the technology tool that allows you to create the sales page. Again, it could just be putting it up on WordPress, but it could also be using some kind of a tool that can be used to create sales pages. You need the success page. You need the autoresponder. You need the order form from your e-commerce system. So you've got all these different pieces, so you need to slice and dice. You need to break it down into the individual components and work on them one at a time, figure out which one is the priority. Usually, I start with the sales page itself. I work on writing the copy. It's usually what takes the longest is to write the copy and then get that onto the page and then start adding the graphics in. And then once I get kind of critical momentum on that, then I'll usually go and I'll create the thank you page, the success page. And even before that, oftentimes I will create the order form and I'll link that onto the page as well. I like to try to get to having a fully functional page as quickly as possible. And at the very least, you need a page with a button where people can purchase. The copy itself can be optimized over time. You can even start generating sales before you have a success page. But ideally, you would want to have that implemented as well. But that can be kind of a last-minute thing. It's much more important to have the front-end piece in place. But obviously, as quickly as possible, you want to have the success page and the autoresponder message and all that going out as well. But I've often been kind of working behind the gun trying to get some things updated and some components in place even after I had launched a campaign or promotion. So, you know, here's the thing. Whenever you start a project to create a sales page, the clock is ticking. See, any time that you apply your time, energy, and efforts into developing something, each hour that you invest has yet to be monetized. And you're not going to monetize it until you complete the project and start driving traffic to it in this case. So if you invested 20 hours into a project and you never completed it, then basically those 20 hours are not monetized. You didn't do anything to generate money out of it. So as quickly as possible, you want to get it created, and then you want to monetize it. And the longer that goes on, that's kind of, I won't say it's wasted effort, but, you know, if you invested 20 hours and then waited a year, and then you finally implemented the last step and you started generating sales, you know, you had 20 hours of work that didn't yield any dollars for an entire year. If you had taken those hours and applied them somewhere else in your business, you might have been able to monetize it more quickly. So one of the pitfalls that I see a lot of business owners fall into is they start a project like a sales page, and then it just sits, and they never get it completed. Or they wait a long time, and then they finally get it completed. Usually there's some kind of factor that motivates them to finally get into action to get it done. Like they finally decided to host a webinar, and they scheduled it, and they suddenly realized, oh, my gosh, I need to have my sales page done. And then suddenly, you know, what sat for months gets done in a couple of hours. That is Parkinson's Law. Parkinson's Law says that things will take the amount of time that you allow them to take. If you allow something to take a year, it will take a year. If you allow something to take 3 hours, it will take 3 hours. So something to think about. All right, let's do a final check in the Facebook group, and then we'll wrap up our call for tonight. Looks like we've got some more comments coming in. All right, Susan says, would you put a banner ad on your website to sell your own product? I thought banner ads were for advertising other people's products, either as an affiliate or to make money from AdSense. Absolutely. Yeah, I would definitely consider putting a banner ad on my own site to sell my own products. Definitely. I mean, that's like the simplest thing you could do because people are on that website. They're interested in the information you have. Why not direct them to a sales page? I would consider putting a banner ad for my own products on my website before I would sell an affiliate product or something else. So definitely. Roy says, leverage tools to increase your income. Yes, absolutely. Technology is a great option to be able to create more leverage and generate more income. Susan says, I have recommitted to learning and using a bunch of software and or info products that I have already purchased but never implemented. I made a list over the weekend and prioritized and started learning one program last Sunday. Great job, Susan. Absolutely. I was posting out last week on Facebook about the importance of both learning and also implementing. I think when it comes to any kind of a learning endeavor, and again, you know, if you've invested in a new technology system, you know, there's a lot of learning that you can do. You can watch videos, you can read blog posts, you can go to the forum and read posts there, YouTube for videos. There's all sorts of information. And if you just go learn a bunch of information and then don't actually use it, again, that's kind of a wasted effort. You want to make sure that you are taking what you're learning and implementing it. And that's true for this program as well, too. When you come to a call like this and listen in, or if you're listening to a recording of this call, you want to take the knowledge that you're learning and you want to implement it. Even if you just took one idea that you learned today and implemented it, it would help you to increase your results. Susan says, by the way, one of the programs I'm trying out to decide whether to keep it is a way to display a video playlist organized as a gallery or portfolio on a website. If you would like to test it on your YouTube channels, let me know. I'm looking for guinea pigs. Interesting. You know, I've seen playlists used in a number of cases, and normally I haven't really been a fan of playlists, but I'm seeing it as kind of an interesting way of organizing content for people to watch consecutive videos. So I'm not exactly sure what you have in mind with this, but maybe it would be a good topic for a blog post to explain it. And that would be a good way to kind of communicate details about it and find some guinea pigs. But that's a possibility. Roy says, slice and dice approach, break sales page tasks down in a smaller task and work on them one at a time. Absolutely. I find that when I consider the whole of a project, I often get very overwhelmed and I am not motivated to take action. I will usually find something to distract me, like, you know, watch TV or play with Facebook. if I break things down and say, I'm just going to work on this aspect of a sales page, for instance, like I'm going to go in and create a Word document and I'm going to type in, 5 benefits, then suddenly it becomes a lot more doable. And you kind of have to trick yourself to get bigger projects done. You've got to break it down and just work on little things at a time. And even if you worked on a little piece of it every day, like every day I'm going to do something on this sales page. You know, one day I'm going to work on getting a testimonial, selecting a testimonial to add in. One day I'm going to work on getting the order form created. One day I'm going to work on this. And just kind of break it down over time. You'll eventually be able to get it done. So slice and dice can be very effective. All right, we're at the end of the comments and at the end of the call. So I want to thank you for joining me today. Hopefully you got a ton of information on today's call. I want to encourage you to take what you've learned today and implement it. Think of one thing that you can do. In fact, if you want to share that out in the Facebook group, feel free to do that. Remember, we have only tools, modules left before this entire program ends. So make sure you join me for the next 3 weeks. Of course, you'll still be able to access the recordings online after the program is over. So thanks for joining me. Have a great week, and God bless.